Sacrifice Comes as a Blessing by Amy Peck. I skipped up the sidewalk to my home, overflowing with excitement. My friend had invited me to spend a weekend at a cabin. I came bursting through the front door and announced my plans to my mother. "Don't you have baptisms for the dead tomorrow?" she said. I thought about it for a moment. "Yeah, but I can do it another time." She looked at me with concern. "You went in for your recommend interview and everything. You said you would go." My thoughts of a weekend at a cabin began to slowly fade away. The cabin sounded like so much fun. Well, I already told my friends I would go with them.
"You also told your young woman leader that you would do baptisms. You made that promise first," my mother reminded me.
"I don't care. I'm not going," I snapped back. She looked on me with disappointment and then walked away. "Great," I said to myself, feeling even more guilty. Finally, I went into the living room by myself, knelt down, and asked Heavenly Father to help me make the right decision. When I finished, I just knelt there for a moment. I paid attention to my thoughts. They were directed now toward being in the temple and getting baptized for people who had been waiting for so long. I stood and walked into the kitchen. As I walked past the fridge, I saw a quote from President Gordon B. Hinckley. "If we are a temple-going people, we will be a better people. We will be better fathers and husbands. We will be better wives and mothers. I know your lives are busy. I know that you have much to do. But I make you a promise that if you will go to the house of the Lord, you will be blessed. Life will be better for you." Excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley, Ensign, July 1997, page 73. I stood there transfixed as I read the quote over and over again. My prayers had been answered. I went back into my living room and knelt a second time, only this time I thanked my Heavenly Father for answering my prayer and for teaching me a lesson about sacrifice. The next day when I went to the temple, I remember feeling so good. I knew I had made the right decision, thanks to Heavenly Father. I know if we truly want to do what is right, sacrifice is a blessing rather than a setback. Amy Peck lives in Utah, USA. End of the article, Sacrifice Comes as a Blessing, read by Julia Carter.